Loyal service is always worthy of respect and honor, and there's no better example of that than the members of our military. Does that show of respect and honor simply stay within that person who's expressing it? Is that because they maybe don't know of a way to share those feelings in a what's called an outward direction? Well, there is indeed a way to honor those who have served protecting liberty and freedom, who are now at their eternal rest in our nation, our state, even the town that you live in. Here to share the details about how this is made possible on National Reach Across America Day, which is happening on Saturday, December 16th, and will include activities in New Jersey leading up to that day, is the Director of Communications for Reach Across America, Amber Caron. How are you today, Amber?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.
A couple of websites. One I'll give you. The other I'll point to our homepage because it's one of those lengthy ones, reachsacrossamerica.org. And on the link that obviously they have on their website, but also we posted on our homepage, you can find an interactive map with event, volunteer, sponsorship details, all the information about, as I said, events that are happening on December 16th at not just veteran cemeteries, but quite a few. For example, in New Jersey, there are 89 locations where wreaths are going to be laid at the graves of our heroes who are at rest. Just for the uninitiated, Amber, talk about what the work, what the goals are for Wreaths Across America.
Absolutely. So National Wreaths Across America Day, as you noted, is Saturday, December 16th this year. But and that's an event that I think we're most well known for, and it is an event. And this year it'll take place at over 4,200 participating locations, including almost 100, close to 100 in New Jersey. But our mission is year-round, Chris. It's very simple. It's to remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. So our mission is year-round, and we have programs that take place all throughout the year that do just that and work with people in their communities to honor our veterans and military families, both living and laid to rest. And, you know, the event coming up on December 16th, it really is a very powerful experience for anyone who hasn't participated before. I highly encourage you to go to our website and to look for a location near you. It's free. It's open to all people. And there's something very powerful about the simple gesture of placing a wreath for someone who served. I know a lot of Gold Star families, and for your listeners who might not know what that means, Gold Star family members are people who lost immediate next of kin in who were actively serving our country. And for Gold Star families, you know, knowing that somebody like Wreaths Across America and the volunteers who participate will always come long after they're gone to pay their respects to their loved ones, it means a lot. It means a lot to a lot of people. And I think that it's a simple way to show our gratitude for the freedoms that we have here in our country.
I think that holds true for the veterans who are still with us, too, who see this, take part in this, and that's, I hope, will erase any fear that they'll be forgotten when, you know, when their final resting place comes calling for them. So there's a honoring of all aspects of our veterans, both with us and those who have passed away.
I agree. I very much agree. And honestly, Chris, our executive director will say this, too, is that one of the best things that you can do to show honor and respect to our nation's veterans is to commit to teaching the next generation about the value of freedom and the value of their service. Because we're all just one generation away from forgetting. And I think that it's important that our kids are taught about what it means to serve. And so that's something that we work very hard to do. We have our year-round curriculum program that's actually created and by a Gold Star mom that talks about service and ways that youth of all ages can serve. And, you know, that's a great way to show honor to our veterans for what they've done. This week, actually tomorrow, we're kicking off our escort to Arlington, which is another great week of education and teaching communities about the mission. We'll be leaving Maine. It's the world's largest veterans parade. We'll have tractor trailers hauling reeds. We'll have Chevrolet is a great partner and sponsor of this event. They have wrapped vehicles that will be hauling, carrying our Gold Star families and their veterans who are taking the whole week with us. And we'll be stopping at schools and memorials all down the East Coast and sharing the mission all throughout the week. And our final stop will be Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday, December 16th, where those wreaths will be placed by tens of thousands of volunteers who come out to take part in that day.
And I believe you're showing up at Arlington with about 250,000 of those wreaths, are you not?
We are. We have about 250,000 wreaths will be placed this year at Arlington National Cemetery. And it's amazing to see, you know, I don't know how to say this without getting emotional, but it's an amazing thing to see so many people come together peacefully to do something so simple.
Yeah, no, encourage it. No politics, no protest.
It's, you know, there's no protest. There's nothing like that. It's just people coming together as communities to say thank you.
As far as the caravan that Amber mentioned, there will be several stops, as I referred to in the introduction, here in New Jersey on Tuesday the 12th. Yes. At 5:15 at the Jonathan Dayton High School, which is in Springfield. And that's also going to include one of the very important aspects. We have many of them, obviously, but one of the many important aspects of the work of Wreaths Across America, their mobile education exhibit, which you will want to spend some time with next day on the 13th at Liberation Memorial. That's at Liberty State Park in Jersey City. There'll be a ceremony at the New Jersey Veterans Memorial in Homedale Road off the Garden State Parkway. And as well as the Senior Center in Bordentown Township in New Jersey. That, I'm laying a lot of info on your ears, but that's why wreathsacrossamerica.org is there, because you can find out more details about those and other stops along the way. If you're listening on the stream from Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and all points in between from Maine down to the destination at Arlington National Cemetery, we are talking with Amber Caron from Wreaths Across America. She is their director of communications. Website, wreathsacrossamerica.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Talk about what the actual gravesite by gravesite ceremony involves. Talk about the wreaths and what takes place, because this just isn't a drop one, move along. There's respect shown even step by step of this process.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate you saying that, Chris. Yes, we encourage anyone who participates, all the volunteers, one, this is not a race. We want you to take time and care in placing these wreaths. And the biggest thing that we ask is that you stop and you say that person's name out loud. Our executive director says this often, but a person dies twice, once when their life leaves their body for the last time, and the next time when their name is spoken for the last time. So we try very hard that everyone's name is said out loud. We encourage you, if you are attending an event with your family, with children, if you place a couple of wreaths, take time to look up those service members, learn about their lives, not about their deaths. Why did they serve? And understand better the impact that they've had on your life. So we encourage people to do that. Take their time and care in placing those wreaths. And it really is a great family thing. I love seeing little kids, really tiny people, you know, 2-3 years old, stumbling over a wreath in a cemetery, because, you know, for them, that's going to be something that they remember doing as they grow older.
And this also keeps the history of what these men and women achieved and accomplished alive for that next generation, because I've pointed out several times, teaching quote-unquote history is becoming less and less focused on what I think most of us consider to be the past. I heard someone say one time, well, teaching about Vietnam War, that's ancient history now. No, that's not the way we are supposed to look at this, because going back to the Revolutionary War, there were men and women whose heritage connects to people in the here and now. If you want to get into genealogy, and their service, their lives, have eternal value.
100%. Totally agree with you, Chris. And honestly, you know, if you're not teaching the next generation about what service means, you're going to have a whole generation of children not willing to serve. And because they don't understand it. And I think that, you know, we're seeing some of that now. So it's critical that, you know, the youth and the next generation understands what the value of service is. And there's different ways to serve, obviously. Our theme last year was find a way to serve. And this year our theme is serve and succeed. And we're really trying to focus on the individuals who've served in many different ways, because you can serve in your family, you can serve in your community, you can serve in our nation's military. There's so many ways. Everyone has an ability to serve. And I think that youth really need to understand what that service means. And we really try at Reach Across America to teach that as much as we can, and to share those stories of service and success. Because I think, you know, there's a misconception that if you serve our country that there might be, you know, you might need help afterwards. And yes, there's definitely those folks that need that, but the military can also set you up for quite a bit of success and teach you some really great skills. And I think most of our veterans would agree that it's a positive experience for them and for our youth. So we're grateful for the opportunity to have the platform to share that with our volunteers across the country. And share that, and you'll hear that message a lot this week on the escort to Arlington. If anyone's able to join those escort stops in New Jersey, I encourage you to do that. You know, these families, these Gold Star families that will be traveling in the Chevrolet vehicles, I'll tell you that they all have continued to find a way to serve after losing their loved ones, and it's important to them to continue to serve. So I think that message will be very clear, and we encourage you to join in with them.
And at those stops where the mobile education exhibit is set up, please spend some time at that too, because it's also another way that you show respect while gaining understanding of what service and duty to country are all about. And, well, if you've been a loyal listener, as we like to say in the crazy world of radio, then you know how to become involved with Wreaths Across America. If you do not, wreathsacrossamerica.org can answer that question very simply, and I'll do it right now. $17. You want to get in on this next year's event of National Wreath Day? That's what it is, to sponsor one wreath. And this isn't a Dollar General type wreath. This is a real live wreath ribbon. It's a respectable showing so that we show respect to that person that is being honored by saying their name, remembering their service, honoring their dedication to duty. And that is just part of the work that Wreaths Across America not just sets out to do, but tries to bring you along with it, because this is a nation where unity is needed for the nation to survive. And the unity, the duty, the service that our men and women of the military have made sacrifice with, that is something that we need to and have to honor. And that is what is happening on Saturday, December 16th, National Wreaths Across America Day. Find out more. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. Want to find out the location near you, not just in New Jersey, if you're listening on the stream, wherever you are, there's an interactive map as well for your use. And please attend and show the respect. We've been talking with the Director of Communications for Wreaths Across America, Amber Caron. Amber, thank you for the work that Wreaths Across America does, the teaching it offers, the respect, the honoring it gives to our heroes. Thanks for being here today.
I appreciate the opportunity to share it, Chris. Thank you so much for your support.